the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
And welcome! Welcome to the Hostile Zone, where hostility is the main key. You are with the infamous and the dangerous and in your face. That's right, Tamara. Tamara, everywhere. Everywhere. Thank you for people that are featuring us today, specialties. In your face, Eric A. Sinani. Eric Andrew Sinani. In your face, live right here. Calling it as it is. No lies, no garbage, no BS. I tell you as you need to hear it, because I'm not afraid of anybody. That's right. And I'm here, as always, with the lovely, talented, and beautiful Miss Bianca C. Say hello to our crowd of people.
Well, hello, everyone. It's great to be back.
So many
cameras. In the Hostile Zone.
In the Hostile Zone.
Live, in your face.
In your face. And we're live so much in your face. We're streaming everywhere. And, you know, I was a little more hostile today. It's fun. But, you know, it's funny. I'm really not that hostile in person.
No, but you're
actually
so
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, don't ruin my rep. Don't ruin the rep. So we are live, as always, live every Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And
yep.
That is a privilege. And let me start my show today, if I may. My show and say thank you to people that are watching the show. It is a privilege and an honor that you take the time to watch my show. And I say that because my phone and email has been off the hook today with different representatives from marketing teams and stuff.
Back to back.
Literally, some people are watching right now and they're bidding for contracts to represent me. So it's pretty interesting. And you know who I'm talking to, two of you people in Silicon Valley. I'm pointing to the camera and I'm not going to say your name, but I will say it on air if you make me a good deal on your representation. If you keep up to your word of what you said you could do. So I say that because I am proud that the show has, we're in our, I think, ninth actual episode of the show or eighth episode, something like that. I'm not exactly sure, something like that, ballpark. Plus, my manager has me doing small videos as well.
Those are fun as well.
Those are fun. Yeah. We're going to start doing skits, right? Mm-hmm. But this is very relevant because I want to say thank you because we are syndicated in so many places and the numbers are just insane. And I when I look it up and I see where we are, and I can't remember the name today right now, but I might during the break look it up. One of the podcast networks, and we're not a podcast, we're a live radio TV show, yes. But we get re-aired as a podcast, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with being a podcast, but we are live radio TV. Mm-hmm. But we are streamed also for all your old episodes. Those of you that are watching today on the I don't know what camera to look at.
I know, so many.
Those of you that are watching live today and you want to look at old episodes, they're available on multiple platforms, on every platform. There's none that I don't think we're on or not on. Mm-hmm. And now we are, today we are featured. We are the feature show. I believe it's Pod Bay or something like that. I have to look it up. But I got notification that they selected my show today to be the featured show, and the number of people that they are guaranteed to put it out to on their subscriber network is a massive amount. Mm-hmm. And then starting today also, we are now every week going to be streaming this on all the social media platforms. And now we are upgrading it to other ones, Twitch and other things, other accounts that I have to do paperwork for. So that's why I'm thanking my viewers, my fans, because you guys created that in such a short period of time. You really did. You did. And I want to thank you. And I'm going to work that right into what's going on in the United States right now. Mm. And then I'm going to spin it even into another area. This week, you watched this on the news too, that there is a senator that wears sweatpants or sweat shorts and a sweatshirt every day to the Senate. And he votes that way. And he shows up at public meetings. And there's even video of him sitting in, presiding over a meeting that way in the United States Senate.
That's right.
America and the United States Senate, where this is the most exclusive club in the United States, maybe the world, other than the presidency. And they're the they're the platform of decorum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And he's dressed like that. And I'm going to circle that into us because I got a jacket and a shirt on. I got a nice belt, shined belt. My shoes are shined. You can see them, people.
Yeah. You're lucky, man. I forgot my yoga stuff. You know, I could have worn that today.
Right? Yeah, you could have come in. I got next week. I'm gonna wear a tank top coming from the gym. But anyway, yeah. So that's why I wanted to say thank you, because things are happening for the show, for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Bianca here has stuff coming up for her on her singing side.
Yes.
Which, you know, we'll have plenty of time to spin off into that. But for me and the show,
some things are hush hush though.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I don't want to pop your spot or up front like that. But you know, and the fact is
you can't so wait much, to talk. Yeah. Huh? I can't wait.
So much stuff. And you know, I just want to say thank you, because that is the reason why I'm starting like that. And I just was great that I can circle into, you know, the decorum and the dress code into the Senate,
mm-hmm.
because we are truly doing amazing things. And check us out. Check me out. You got EricAndrewSanotti.com. You got EricSanotti.com. TheHostileZone.com.
Mm-hmm.
TheSanottiOrganization.com.
Mm-hmm.
And God, there's a whole bunch of other ones and things that are out there. Then you also have the show's website with BBS Radio, the BBS TV, Talk Radio. There's so much through there. Just, it's really very easy to find. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
We were just for fun. We went on to Google and DuckDuckGo,
mm-hmm.
and just when you type in the Hostile Zone, not even my name, the Hostile Zone, we're number one. We beat out government websites. We beat out government websites, and I'm not paying for that. Any sponsors? I'm not sponsoring any of those websites.
Right.
And DuckDuckGo, the first 45 links on search was my show. There you go. So DuckDuckGo was 30 links, 40 links, because they don't show pages.
I don't think
as
a lot
links.
Of people could do that either.
No, I'm shocked. And I had
and then
my phone has been ringing off to Uncle PR people, public relations people, that like, I want to take on your stuff. And now, oh, there's a YouTube commercial being created for the show. And we're also our YouTube channel is now at the professional content creator, and all my social media is professional content creator,
mm-hmm.
and approved recommended. So if you come, you look for me on social media, make sure that it's the official page, and we are recommended and approved. And I get emails and calls from people telling me that they're getting recommended. I'm finding out platforms that I'm on I didn't even know existed. So anyway, it's not all
it's
about
to
me today, but I just
always every day is a new.
And this is what I'm trying to keep up with. And this is why I keep saying we can't hire enough people to help us. Yesterday, we watched a show on one of the other platforms that is airing my show. And there was commercial after commercial after commercial, of which I did not approve, and I have to go and seek royalties on these. It was a ridiculous amount of commercials that, and other people were charging subscriptions to watch the show when they, I'm not doing that for my premium concierge members. We'll have that stuff, but anyway, it's just insane. So anyway, Miss Bianca C.
Yes.
Here we are. So dressing, it's funny that I came in to start the show today thanking people for, you know, their love, you know, and the way they're treating us and treating me. And, you know, But and we were talking about last week about a gentleman and a lady.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
So what's the title of today's show? I don't know what the title of today's show. What are we going to title today's show? You know,
I think it should be Wing It.
Wing It. It's always from the fire from the cup Sonati. From the cup Sonati. Because I'm like, oh, just throw it out there. And that's okay. Because you know what? It keeps it real. I keep it fresh. It's fresh. You feel fresh, people? You feel fresh. You feel fresh? You're fresh? I'm fresh. Anyway, you feeling fresh?
I'm always
Don't
fresh.
Be fresh. Feel fresh.
No, I'm always fresh. No,
we're never fresh. We feel fresh, okay? I'm not fresh. I'm a gentleman. But anyway, the title of the show.
Right.
All right. Right. Yeah, that's funny. Silly. As always, I have, what is this?
The pocket book
for my cameras, my people in radio land. I'm holding up my mini Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Compliments of the Cato Institute, this particular one, the Cato Institute.
And you know what? I actually keep that pocketbook in my pocketbook.
There you go. See, there's
you never know. You have a few minutes. You always need to, feed your brain.
That's
and
it.
I think that's one
and
of the
And we have
things.
Our, I have my Abraham Lincoln book here with me for my quotes and wisdom and thoughts of Abraham Lincoln.
I love his signature,
and,
by the way.
Isn't that a wonderful signature?
Beautiful
signature. I have the original letter from him
you
will see in the studio here on the wall. We have a new Abraham Lincoln photo here, painting that was painted for me. And we have, I have an original handwritten letter from former President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, and it's signed. I'm going to be hanging that up. And as always, I have a cigar today.
Oh, you're stoked.
Thank you to Monte Cristo. Thank you, Monte Cristo. It's half smoked because it was a rough day with a lot of getting prepared with all this internet stuff and social media. So I took a couple puffs pre-show, and I'll be finishing it after the show. So anyway, to title today's show is not going to be about how you dress, because we did that last week.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send us WhatsApp.
It should be what's appropriate.
Well, I think I'm going to spin that into the parties. What is appropriate in the political environment? What is appropriate decorum and appropriate for the diminishing political parties in the American political system?
Yes.
With that said, we're going to take a break, people. Don't go anywhere. You stay. I see you. I see you too, and I see you. And I hear you out there, people that are listening. Don't go anywhere. Come right back. Hopefully it's a good commercial.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
BBS Radio TV. You've reached this recording in error. Please hang up your phone and press play. If you're still having problems, dial youtube.com and mention BBS Radio TV. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
I'm Eric A. Sonati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Sonati hears you. I'm right here. I hear you. Do you hear them?
I hear them.
Are you hearing people?
I hear them.
Your emails are getting busy too, so I'm kicked back a little bit here, getting comfortable and trying to enjoy this ride that we're on, this ride, crazy roller coaster ride we're on.
Yeah.
So going back to where we were talking about clothing and decorum. Yes. And if the political milieu, the political environment of the United States and the political environment and the diminishing lines and the diminishing roles potentially, on your opinion, of the political parties.
Okay.
Now, Miss Bianca, in America, these wonderful United States of America, of which we reside and we are happy citizens of, we have basically two political parties. Do you know which ones they are?
Absolutely. Republican and Democrat.
Right. And we're not going to say who we are.
Oh, actually three. No, independent. No,
well. That's where we're going to go. Oh, and you're trying to sand. I'm going to sandbag you now. So anyway, so we're basically a two-party political system here in the United States.
Right.
You have your Republican and your Democrats.
Right, right.
Now, yes, we have a Green Party, an independent, non-affiliated, undecided. I could go down the list of a whole bunch of other ones that are out there. The Libertarian Party. I mean, but honestly, at the end of the day, we are a two-party system. Because when you watch a debate, a presidential debate, other than once or twice in the history, it's a Republican and a Democrat running for president that you'll see on the debate stage during the campaign. Now, yes, when you go to the polls, people get the sample ballot, which is the one you get in the mail. And you're like, why are there 90 people running for president? You know, I've only saw an ad for two people, President Bush and Bush and Obama and
Isn't
Bush and Trump and right. But I never saw and Biden. I never saw any of these other people. So you have to have enough people to have a party that's recognized enough to be at the table for this debate. So ultimately, we are a two-party system. All right. I know I'm going to get beat up from some people for this, but it's true. We're a two-party system. It's that you're either a Democrat or a Republican.
Either red or blue.
Red or blue. Right. Red or blue. Now, do you know what animals each one is?
Ooh.
Ah, wow. Sandbags.
That's good. Oh, all right. Well, isn't the Republican the elephant?
There you go. The elephant, the mighty elephant is the Republicans and the Democrats are donkey. Well, I have nothing to say. I'm not going to badmouth. I don't know. I got nothing to say about that. So it's a donkey and an elephant.
So the Republicans are the red party.
The red.
And the Democrats is the donkey and it's the blue
blue,
party.
Blue, blue.
And you know what's funny? Like nowadays, like have you ever saw the movie The Matrix?
The red
and the blue pill. Everybody always says, would you rather take the red pill or the blue pill?
You know.
You never know.
That's a conversation. We can get into aliens and the alternate realities. Are we living in a matrix? Is this really happening right now? Are we here right now?
Well,
or is somebody programming and telling us what to do? Alternate realities. I really read a lot of physics and I read this stuff, believe it or not. I really do read a lot of things that are probably over way more than I need to be reading, and I should be doing other things instead. But
I wanted to add
people,
it whatever side you are, make sure you do your research of what fits you.
Right. Don't think that you are a cookie cutout of what you're told.
Just because your friends tell you to do something and whatever and stuff, sometimes you guys might not agree in certain things. But it's okay because you have your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Choose what side you would like to be on.
And you can agree to disagree with somebody.
Yes.
And just because you are, and we're going to hit some issues, and this is a great conversation for today. But because you could be death penalty pro or against, abortion pro or against, it does not automatically align you with a party because there are many people that believe in that don't believe in abortion, but they believe in a woman's right to choose. I don't think anybody really believes in abortion in that, you know, like, you know, they believe that it's a decision that the government and shouldn't be involved in. And I don't think the government should be involved in that decision, to be honest with you.
It should be your choice.
I think that you're doing your bedroom, people, and what happens at your house is none of my business.
Exactly.
I don't want to be in your bedroom unless if you invite me to be somebody. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that kind of show. Kidding. I'm going to get censored right away and edit it out. Anyway, so my point is that just because you think that you should be a certain party does not mean you have to be that. Because you're a certain race or a certain gender or a socioeconomic status, how much money you make, how much education you have, if you're a blue collar worker, a white collar worker, if you are from a city or a rural area, you can be whatever you like. This is what America is.
Absolutely.
Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. Yes, I know. Crazy.
Just
I said
educate yourself and choose and do your research. And, you know, if you have questions for these politics, it also, you know, it all starts from where you live as well, because the people that are elected in your town or in your county,
they're
it's very important. Yes, because that is the people that control what you are around.
There you
here.
Go. There you go. And I think somebody's been listening to my phone call.
I think you should do your research.
She's absolutely right.
As well, you know, because the more you're involved with the community, the more you know about what's going on here.
And you know what? And what affects you most, people, she's very right. Mm-hmm. What affects you most is your local neighborhood. Because you know what? At the end of the day, it's your local police department, your fire department, your taxes at the local level, the school board, and so on and so forth, the community services, the local politicians. Those are the ones that are making the most impact on your life, in your everyday life, in your pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, yes, the federal government and the state government and county government, they all are very important. They all have very unique and specific roles, but
and
it all does start.
Of your taxes on your paycheck.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that the paycheck is mostly from the state income and federal income, but they give the money back to the states who give it back to the towns. So there is a whole process, but we're not going to get into it, public administration today.
Yeah.
So anyway, to the political parties. Okay?
Okay.
So that was a very good statement, though. I'm glad that you mentioned that about that it does start at home.
Right.
It does start in the local. And, you know, that's what the Hostile Zone does. Mm-hmm. There are politicians out there and you guys know who you are. The ink's still wet on more checks that were written. Go to ELEC and check it out, people. Go to ELEC. That's the Federal Election Commission.
Hmm.
And also the state election board. I forgot what it is in this particular state and another state that has money. But we have had tons of money raised. So we're taking you out of office. You know who I'm talking about. Say goodbye.
Boy.
Enjoy it.
Oh,
the last one's gone before he even got sworn in for another term. Anyway, so the ink's still wet. Check it out. And there'll be some more checks after tonight when I talk to this marketing person that should be watching the show right now. If you want the contract, you better be watching the show. And I'm going to ask you if you remembered what was talked about. So anyway, back to the point. So we are a two-party system.
Okay, two-party.
Now, did you know that, here it is, Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican?
I actually do.
Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican. And do you know that the GOP also means Republican? Did you know that?
I did.
Do you know what it stands for, sandbag?
Actually,
got her, bitch. I got her.
You got me.
It was a payback. I told you it was going to come. It stands for that.
Educate me.
I'm educating everybody.
Educate everyone.
It stands for the Grand Ole Party.
Oh.
The Grand Ole Party. Abraham Lincoln was the first, the father of Republican Party. I believe he's one of the finest presidents we've ever had. I don't think we'll ever have a better president. I think that he was the president we needed at that particular time. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, as we go forward, would we think of Abraham Lincoln as a Republican in 2023? Keep that in mind. Ponder that. Marinate that, everybody out there. Marinate that in your head.
Oh, wow.
Because we're going to talk about the Democratic Party and Republican Party. Forget any other parties for now. But I want you to marinate that. okay? Because now I want you to look at, let's say, let's go with President Clinton. He was a Democrat.
Yes, he was.
Okay. Would you look at the policies of Abraham Lincoln? And let's throw John F. Kennedy in there. John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, and President Clinton. Let's look at those guys.
I think Kennedy was a cutie. I'm just saying.
We're going, really? Really? I don't know. She'd also be a fan of my show, too. So she'd be a fan of my show if she was here. No, I don't know. She might be here. She's hanging out with Elvis. She's hanging out with Elvis somewhere. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that look at the things that these individuals did. Abraham Lincoln was a major defender of civil rights. He did the Emancipation Proclamation. We went to war with our own people over slavery. Mm. He fought for slaves to be free.
Right.
He fought for African Americans, Blacks, whatever the politically correct term is today. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He fought for them to have the right to not be owned and treated like property. And he ultimately died for that. He died for that. And now let's forward to President. Now, he was a Republican, Lincoln, okay? He was a Republican, okay? Note that. Marinate that still. Are you marinating?
I'm marinating.
All right, marinate that steak. Hmm. So let's forward into President Kennedy. President Kennedy, interestingly enough, was assassinated, and so was Abraham Lincoln. I don't know. I'm not going conspiracy theory here, but it's just a weird thought. Both born on, and they both elected on years, on a 0 year. So anyway, so John F. Kennedy was a defender of civil rights as well. He was a Democrat. Interesting, right?
Right.
How is that possible? They both kind of intersect. Let's fast forward again to President Clinton. And President Clinton, he did some big things while he was in office. And one of the big things that he did, and I don't want to get into specific details because I don't have numbers in front of me, and I'm going to have my bots and my haters that are going to have something to say, but he was involved in one of a major crime bill.
Was he?
A major crime bill, which didn't target, but I mean, it was heavy on crime, law and order, which a lot of minorities were imprisoned as offenders where they were committing crimes, and they were heavily prosecuted under this heavy crime bill. Fast forward to President Trump.
Okay.
Okay. He is a law and order guy too, pushing for heavy penalties for crimes, people that use guns on the street, people that are dealing drugs. We're not talking about nonsense stuff. We're talking about
the right to bear arms.
Right. Well, we're talking about crimes, Camille. Forget bear arms. Okay. We're talking about crimes. We're talking about street crimes, crimes where people get killed, murder, things like that. So you went from Republican Lincoln to Kennedy Democrat to Clinton Democrat to Trump Republican. And each one of them were involved in the same kind of argument to defend other people. And each one of them were involved in the same areas per se, the same areas, yet the lines are blurred. If you were to pick up President Lincoln in 1867, before he was killed, let's say March of 1867, because he was killed in April. Mm-hmm. If you were to pick him up and move him to 2023, where would he be? Where would he be? This is a personal opinion that I make people think.
In my mind blow.
And if we took President Trump and we dropped him in 1867, March of 1867, where would his opinion be? What would they think of him then, and how would he act then? And now, interestingly enough, I'm leaving, and I'm not ignoring you, President Kennedy and President Clinton. I'm just doing examples here, and I'm not giving my personal opinion too much on this. I'm just making you think. That's what we do here. We're hostile to corrupt people that look down on people. We're hostile to to people that misuse and abuse their positions, and we hold them accountable.
Right.
But we also tell the truth. But we're here to, we hold you accountable. Okay. We're here to make you think. Mm-hmm. I want you to leave my show, and I want you to watch my other shows. I want you to follow our social media. I want you to watch the YouTube videos. Watch some of these videos also on my YouTube, The Hostile Zone, the YouTube channel. We are a premium channel, YouTube channel, professional YouTube channel. And not only are all the shows aired on there as well, but you can also look at other some motivational speeches and stuff that I've been asked to do. Right. And the point is that when you look at this stuff, I want you to leave here and I want you to think. That's really what we're trying to do. And
absolutely.
And yes, I want to throw one more part before we go on a break again. I want to say that if we move Lincoln from 1867 to 2023,
okay,
where would he be with social media? Where would he be with the newspapers, or the AKA fake news, and wannabe press people, and everything that's out there, social media? Where would he be? How effective would he have been with freeing slaves, with the Emancipation Proclamation? Where would he have been with pushing amendments forward, pushing to get black citizenships and the vote? Where would that be? Where would it be? What would people do that hate on you? Look what people do now on social media and the news when they disagree with you.
Right.
What would they do? But I do like to say, and then we're going to go on a break, with reference to Abraham Lincoln, he was a skilled craftsman with his words. Hence, I'm holding a pen, Abraham Lincoln pen. He's a craftsman. The pen is mightier than the sword. He actually was one of the first people to start the arguments with news media by writing in editorials and putting other people's names on it. But look that up on your own. We're going to go to break. You don't go anywhere, because you're here with Eric A. Sinani and the lovely Miss Bianca C. And you're here in the Hostile Zone. Don't make me come look for you. You better come back after this break. It better be a good commercial, people.
There you go.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice.
This is Eric A. Sinani. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinani is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the Hostile Zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse, abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the Hostile Zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. I love it. You're here. I see you. You're at home watching TV, watching us. You're in the car. Keep both hands on the wheel. Make sure you're not running the video in the car. You're back.
Some people are having dinner.
Some people are enjoying dinner. I mean, we're a syndicated show. I love to say it. Yeah. We're a syndicated show, so people are watching us in time zones. Yeah. Oh, I have to do it. I forgot. Shout out to my people in England again.
Oh,
you saw all the English emails today, .uk people and all that, and we had some more people from the Middle East and my Egyptian friends. That's pretty amazing. And you're looking at it with today.
Yes.
Our analytics. We have now a full time analytics person coming on board, and I'm meeting with a marketing person who is going to be managing stuff after. So we have more stuff to be putting out. But, I like that we leave here and we ponder thoughts. But I want to know how many people left the show on the last break and they were wondering, and I wonder if they were really thinking about it, what would we do if we moved the presidents around? If we were like playing playing shuffleboard, and we just moved presidents, Trump to the 1800s and Kennedy to 2023 and Clinton to 1965. I mean, it just would be crazy, right?
It would be crazy. I think everything happens for a reason, though. So it'll be, wow.
And here we are. This is it. Here we are. It's a crazy thought.
It is.
And I'm talking to you in front of cameras, multiple cameras across the room here, mm-hmm. and we're airing everywhere on radio stations and streaming networks and TVs and AM, FM stations apparently now as well. So we're all over the place, and this changes everything. So I don't think that Mr. Lincoln or anybody else would have been different. They would do what they would do. And they would do the best they could. And I think that every president, no matter who you are, comes into office and they believe they want to make a good change. They want to do something. I honestly believe that from my heart, no matter what party you are, and we're back to parties again, I know you don't come into that. There are plenty of jobs if these people are that charismatic, if you're that charismatic and coming from a charismatic guy, I can say it is difficult to do that because people target you when you're charismatic. So
that is true.
When you're intelligent, charismatic, good looking, educated, and you can rise to things, people are afraid of you and they target you. So with that said, as somebody that has experienced lies and has experienced targeting, I can say that it's not fun. So why would somebody that is eloquently speaking and educated as, let's say, Barack Obama, and is money wise, power and charisma as Donald Trump, why would either of them want to be president of the United States when they make so much more money in another position?
I think
that nobody would bother them.
Sacrifice.
Look at their lives. Look what happens to them. Look what they have to go through. And it was the same for the Clintons.
Right.
And it's the same for everybody.
You're
giving up your privacy. You're followed around.
Your personal life.
And if people lie about you,
24 hours.
They lie about you. You have to worry about what they say. For not that much money, look how much money a president makes. It's not a lot of money, especially when you're writing books.
Right.
And you're doing the things that Barack Obama was doing and he's doing now, and the things that Donald Trump was doing and the things that he's doing now. Why would these people subject themselves to this abuse? People abusing them. So this is why I believe anybody that wants to get up, anybody that wants to get into this world, they come here with a heart. They're doing something. They have a reason for that. They're altruistic people. Altruistic. There's your word of the day. Altruistic. I also use milieu. So you have two words today, people. Two words.
Oh, boy.
But those people are altruistic. They are putting themselves first for other people. And whether or not.
Themselves.
Yes, I'm sure it is fun to be charismatic and to have power and stuff. But at the end of the day, is it worth it for the money and the abuse? So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You know what? I think they love their country so much. They love America so much that they're willing to have that sacrifice.
I think so. And I think, at the end of the day, I think that they all feel that way,
mm-hmm.
regardless of party affiliation. And that is where I'm about to go now further with parties, with party politics, Republican, Democrat. The line at where I was talking about shifting them in shuffleboard,
mm-hmm.
the lines are diminished. That was where I really was talking about. I did make you ponder about Abraham Lincoln and technology, and he did, people. He really did write letters to the editor and try to spark arguments in the newspaper for himself. And he got back people that did him dirty that way.
Could you imagine Abraham Lincoln doing a TikTok of all his quotes?
Yeah, could you imagine, right?
And Instagram of what he ate.
and a picture of his McDonald's burger or something.
Right.
Or President or Donald Trump's Diet Coke, right?
All right, right, right.
But in all reality, it's just an amazing thing, because if you look at the lines are so blurred of where people are. in the parties. So this comes kind of back to where we were in the beginning, Miss Bianca, where you're saying just because you have one belief doesn't mean that you are cookie cuttered into one particular party.
Very true. Very true.
This because if you look at law and order presidents, well, look at what we had, the death penalty. Look at the some of the states that have the death penalty. And you wonder that they have that, but who supports that? You know what I mean? So you can't label somebody. For instance, there's people that talk about the Defense of Marriage Act that was through. And, you know, now that you can a guy can marry a guy and a girl can marry a girl. In President Obama's reign, he was actually he was quoted many times saying that he believed a marriage was between a man and a woman. And that was his opinion. And I'm not going to comment whether I agree with that opinion or not, because my opinion on that is irrelevant. And it's not relevant for you either. You have a feeling on that. You have an opinion on that. Mm-hmm. But my point is that some people would say that was very not democratic, liberal-like of him to feel that way. But that was his opinion and he stood behind it. And he went with that. Now, however it went, but at the same time, he went with Obamacare, which is uber liberal, giving free government benefits out to people that didn't earn or work for some of them. Mm-hmm. And the taxpayer is paying for it, is footing the bill. But at the same time, he was a more conservative, maybe Christian-based kind of thought philosophy of marriage is a man and a woman only. So there you are. Blurred lines again, people. Blurred lines. Cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. There is no cookie cutter. So
I believe that love is love. So like,
yeah, I don't want to do an episode on that.
It's your business, you know. And
again, right, we said
love and love.
What's in your bedroom is in your bedroom.
As long as you're happy, it's all that matters to me. It doesn't care. Just, you know, it's your
nobody wants to come into your bedroom. Nobody wants to. Yeah, nobody wants to be in your bedroom. I said that in the beginning. We were kidding around, but we're very serious about it. But the cookie cutter, the blurring lines between the parties. Mm-hmm. So that brings me into a thought of like, where are we going in 2024? Are we ready for, I know, right? Are we ready? I mean, I don't want to say are we ready for, because I don't even know what opinions are on this, and I don't even know where I stand on it. But people are saying, is it time to move on from a two-party system? And in good Sonati style, I can give you both side argument on that, and then you'll wonder where I stand, as like I did last week on Hunter Biden and suing the IRS. I gave you the legal argument on either side of why I felt suing the IRS was a good thing for him and it was okay and why it wasn't. So
there's two sides of
everything. Yeah, and that's what is important, to be able to have opinions, hear the other side's opinion, make a conclusion on your own based on your knowledge, your education, and your experience that brought you to where you are today. That's what makes you you. That's what makes me. That's why I'm here on the show, to help you. And I want you to help me when I get the emails people tell me. They tell me what they see. I call it like it is. So my point is that at the end of the day, you are a person. I'm a person. Everybody has their opinion. Don't feel that you're locked into some area. So they're saying now, are we ready for a third party? Are we ready for a third party? Well, I'm going to give you the double-edged sword on that. Number one, we're a two-party system, and everybody knows it takes a ton of money to run for office, a ton of money. We're talking billions of dollars. If we're talking just president right now, but even for a city council election, based on the size, you're talking thousands, maybe up into 100,000 number, or at least double-digit thousands, you know, 20,000, 30,000 per town, per city council. If you had multiple parties, there would be less money drawn in because there would be more of a spread across the board, right? There'd be more of a spread of candidates. Yes, you'd have a larger pool, but they would have less of a voice because they would not be able to get their voice, project their voice. Syndication allows me to project right now here in the East Coast. I'm on East Coast time, and your people are watching me live on the West Coast. People are listening to me overseas, and they're going to hear me tomorrow and the next day, and they might watch episode 1 and 2 after this show.
And that's
where we can do that. But when you have multiple candidates, it's expensive to do that. It's expensive to be out and to fly to all these places. People want to meet their candidate. Think about that. You want the president that's going to run, it's going to maybe potentially lead our nation, lead us in war, lead us in depression, lead us in sadness, lead us in glory, lead us to victory, lead us in all of these things. You maybe wanted to have that guy come to your state once, right?
Right.
Maybe you wanted the opportunity and privilege to drive and see this person speak, other than hearing it on the radio or watching him on TV or on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That is expensive. Think about it. Families can't go on vacation anymore right now because of the price of gas. They call it a staycation, not a vacation. So that's just one little trip for one family. What would it cost for somebody, you wanting to run for Congresswoman, and you had to fly across the district, and that's just one state, maybe depending on where you are, your bordering areas, but you have to travel. If you're going to run for something, you got to go outside the state. Mm-hmm. You're going to run for president, you got to go to every state.
Right.
You got a primary election that you have to go to these locations. Then you got to go all over the place. Who pays for that? People donate money. Yes. The government subsidized money with taxpayer dollars. So, you know, people donate money in that. But at the end of the day, it is expensive. So that is one side of why two-party system seems to be the way of one people's view on why that's a good thing. And I'm gonna help explain that a little bit better.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure people understand what I mean by that. You still have a broad amount of candidates when you have a two-party system. If you remember, Ms. Bianca, you paid attention to when President Trump was running to be running. He ran against Chris Christie and Mark Rubio and all these people, right? And we watched the debates. I'm sure you watched the debates.
Oh, I love watching.
And all those people were on the stage. There's 15, 20 people, Republicans on stage.
I feel like it's like the New Jersey Housewives, the reunion.
Right. They pour water on each other and whatever. That was your broad amount of people. So then you did have a broad amount of people, and then people kind of narrowed it down. And then you got down to 2 or 3 candidates. And then we ended up with just Donald Trump. And on the other side, you had narrowed it down to 1 or 2. And then at the end, it was Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
So then the resources of money would narrow down to 2 candidates. And then all the money went to one candidate or the other. And then it was more feasible for these people to travel around. So
spend money on the commercials for.
Oh my God. Yeah. What it costs for a commercial. There's ad space available on my show. Anybody that wants to run, I'll run any political party as long as you are not anti-American. But anyway, with that said, now the flip side of the third party could be similar to having a primary, as in the fact that you would have multiple people, not just 1 or 2, you'd have a whole broad amount of people running for office, and you would have more than 1, 2, or 3, you'd have a bunch. But then you'd have less money for them to originally get their information out. So there is the other side. So yes, a third party brings another person in. It also bring counterbalances. It also can be the spoiler on elections too.
Mm.
We'll look famously, and we may see this spoiler again soon. And as I'm going to say, in 1991, 92, George H.W. Bush was up for re-election. And he ran against a political newcomer, later to be President Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. He was the governor of Arkansas, the great state of Arkansas. And he was a political newcomer. You know, I don't want to say a nobody because he wasn't a nobody, but he was not anybody that was a challenge to George Herbert Walker Bush. George, this president had a 70-something percent approval rating. not long before his election.
Right.
Now, then that particular year, they had a third party, and this person had enough power and money to get themselves on the debate stage. So that presidential election, you had three candidates, major candidates to choose from, all three. So you had Ross Perot, an oil business person from Texas, that was the third party running in that election. So you had reelect President Herbert Walker Bush, and then you had George Herbert Walker Bush, and you had William Jefferson Clinton running, governor at the time, and then you had Ross Perot, all three. That doesn't happen. It did. What happened on that election is that Ross Perot, the third party, got 22% roughly. Don't quote me, my haters and bots. Roughly 20% or so of the vote, my bots, because I know you're out there. I know who you hire to bot me and click, but it's not working. But anyway, you got 20% of the vote. So what did that do? That was a massive amount of votes taken away from majority of those votes. And they polled these people, and he was more conservative than President Clinton at the time, Bill Clinton. So those people that voted for Perot were likely Bush votes. So I don't know if that were to happen now, and there would be a third party popping up in there. Ponder this, marinate this till next week. What would happen if, let's say, another liberal were to pop up and make their way onto the stage as a third party for this year, 24? What would that do? Would that take votes away from Biden? I don't know. But with that said, Miss Bianca, take us out. Don't go anywhere, people. Next week, I'm going to see you live. Facebook, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the podcast that is sponsoring me today, for your sponsorships. Look for me on Facebook. Look for me on social media. Look at my website, Eric A. Sinati, or ericsinati.com, ericandrewsinati.com. Miss Bianca C., take us out with pride.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the red parts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the bombs bursting gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free and the heart of the brave.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sinati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.